Experts and internet security companies have been saying it for quite some time, but now Trend Micro is predicting that cyber criminals will hit hard on mobile devices in 2014. On the line to talk about what we can expect, but hope to avoid, is Greg Boyle from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Greg.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me back.
No worries at all. Now, as I mentioned, that the threat to mobile devices isn't new, so what's going to be different in 2014?
We're forecasting that coming into 2014, by the end of 2014, we're going to see a massive increase in the number of Android-related threats out there, peaking at around 3 million malicious or high-risk Android applications. That's up from about a million this year. It's a massive increase over the next 12 months. And in particular, users of mobile banking really need to watch out.
Why do we see that Android is being sort of taken advantage of more than, say, iOS or Windows devices?
Well, I think that the first thing is really the volume of devices out there for Android, particularly in Australia. If you look at Android versus Windows, it's very much an Android-dominated marketplace. If you look at Android versus iOS, the level of control that Apple put around the iTunes Store and the apps that are available and where you can download those apps from really reduces the level of attack surface or the availability of areas for cyber criminals to target iOS users.
I guess just on that note on iOS device users, they're not completely bulletproof from the the workings of cyber criminals, though, are they?
Absolutely not. While Apple do maintain tight control around the app ecosystem, iOS users, just like everyone else, whether you're a PC user, a Mac user, an Android user, a Windows Phone user, everyone accesses the internet. And we're not just talking about viruses here. We're talking about phishing websites, phishing attacks, social engineering, things via the internet that can really try to steal personal information or get access to your financial information. Really no device is secure from that. It really comes down to the user and how they behave.
Yeah, good point. Something you say here in your latest release is that I guess it's really not doesn't necessarily always come down to the platform, the device people are using. It's actually humans that are the weakest link, aren't they, in terms of internet security?
Yeah, look, Andy, we say that time and time again. And it's historically been the case, no matter what the threat is. The weakest link is most often the person at the other end of the device, or the keyboard, whatever it is, falling for a social engineering trick is what we call it, social engineering, where cyber criminals use common events, try to make themselves seem believable and get you to click on a link or go to a web page and enter details.
So with many new devices potentially under the Christmas tree this year, what tips do you have for those unwrapping maybe a shiny new smartphone or tablet in terms of avoiding scams and other internet threats?
I mean, I think the first one, and not just because I'm from an internet security company, the first one is find a reliable, trustworthy security solution and put it on the device straight away, especially if you're a parent giving it to a child or a young teen or someone that... maybe getting one of these cheap Android tablets under the Christmas tree. There's solutions out there that have parental controls where you can limit access to the websites that you don't want them going to and things like that, but also protect you from downloading malicious apps, visiting dangerous websites and things like that. That would be step number one. Number two is really before you click on something, before you download something, before you visit a website, really think twice about going there. Make sure it is where you intend to go, and that if you are responding to an email, like an offer in an email, special Boxing Day sale or whatever it is, have a look at the offer and make sure it's not too good to be true. That is really one of the key phishing implementations that cyber criminals use, giving you a massive 60% off this great new toy, gadget, whatever it is, which then takes you through to fake sites where the offer doesn't exist.
Exactly. I mean, because, and you see it for popular devices like, say, iPads. If you see an email that says, the latest iPad for $50, then, I guess that's a great example. If it's too good to be true, then it probably is.
Yeah, and we've seen almost that exact offer being pushed out to users. There was one that we saw a couple of months back that was targeted very specifically at mobile phone users, and it was offering, I think, the Galaxy S4 and the latest iPhone for 50 or 60% off.
Wow.
Getting users to click through to the special offer site where they put in their details to register for the offer, and all it was collecting their details to use in further attacks.
And I guess the key is, I mean, people like you and I might know, I guess, a little more, that there's not much room to move in terms of pricing, especially with Apple devices. So you're never going to get, a half price, device or 50, 60% off, like you're saying. Talking about also protection. So, I mean, internet security is something that's meant to be simple. So how simple do you guys make it at Trend Micro in terms of, protecting a mobile device, whether it be a smartphone or a tablet or a notebook or a PC? Have you got something that's all kind of wrapped up into one?
Yeah, look, we try to make it as simple as possible, obviously, and that goes from everywhere from the way you purchase it to how you download it to the default settings and features in the products. We do have an all-in-one package that covers 5 devices, whether that's a Windows PC, a Mac, or an Android device, and that is called Titanium Maximum Security, and you can pick that up online or via major retailers or independent IT shops on the corner of your local suburb. And really that is focused on securing all your devices with all the things you need to stay safe.
Excellent. And I have noticed actually over the last couple of years, speaking about protecting 5 devices, just a few years ago it used to be a lot of the internet security companies used to make it 3 devices and it would just be a desktop and maybe a couple of laptop computers. But it is interesting to see that now you've gone out to 5 devices and it could be a tablet, it could be a mobile device. So you guys are obviously really acknowledging the fact that mobile devices need protection and they need the same kind of protection as you have on a desktop computer.
Yeah, absolutely. They're another gateway to the internet, which means they're another gateway for cyber criminals to get access to your information. So people do need to be wary. They do need to be protecting them. And we're just trying to make it as simple as possible for people to do that.
Okay, so 2014 is the year to lock down your mobile device or any device that's online needs to be protected.
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. That is definitely the message of the day.
Excellent. Greg from Trend Micro, thanks again for your time. And of course, more info, head to trendmicro.com.au.
Thanks very much.